So, oh, back to the story. So they come to, they glare in the lights in the car or whatever.
Okay.
So my daughter says, "Hello, officer, can I help you?" So he's like, "You have a tail light out." So she was like, "Oh, I didn't know." He was like, "License and registration." So she said, "I'm reaching for my stuff." He said, "Okay." So she reached across me, went in the glove box, got her stuff, gave it to him or whatever. And he's like, "All right, I'll bring this right back to you." So he put the light in the back of the car again. And he started walking away. And as he started walking away, he turned around and came back. And he said, "You know, when we pulled you over, all we saw were heads in the back of the car." And I said to my partner, "Got him. We got him." And my mouth just dropped. Yeah. And my daughter looked at me and she was like, she said, "You got him." And he said, "Yeah, because we thought it was a car full of guys."
Mm-hmm.
He didn't specifically say a car full of black guys, Hispanic guys, white guys, gray guys.
Car full of guys.
He just said a car full of guys.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of threw me off because I'm like, you have not even the audacity. Your balls are so big that you think that you're going to be able to tell somebody that to their face. You got a lot of nerve with you, don't you? So he leaves and he comes back. He said, "Well, I'm not going to give you a ticket because, you know, you didn't know the light was out. Get it fixed." He said, "By the way, do you know you're a missing person?" My daughter ran away when she was like 12. Malika is a whole 29 years old now.
Mm-hmm.
It's still in the police computer that she's a missing person. She's like, "My mom's right here." I'm like, "I'm
you,
mom.
You were the one that said she was missing.
I'm the one that reported her missing like years ago."
Right.
But the whole time we were driving, she was bringing me home. I was like, "Dude, did you hear what he said? Like, are you telling me that you're driving around looking for cars full of guys? And why? Why?
Mm-hmm.
Every car full of guys is not criminals. Every car full of guys did not just rob somebody. The car is not full of drugs. You know, what the hell?" So, and I'm still in disbelief to this day. And when I tell people that story, they go, they said, "What?" And I'm like, "Yes." And I'm so mad that I didn't remember their names or ask them for their badge numbers. Because when it happened, it just was like Scooby-Doo, like, what just happened? What just happened? You know, but I'm thankful that, you know, it wasn't, they weren't like real rude and ignorant.
Mm-hmm.
Because I had a grandson in the car. Dante is 8, you know. He's 8.
Yeah.
You know, and he only knows what he sees on TV and what he's told. But to actually firsthand experience it, like, I don't even think he paid attention to the fact that they had their hands on their guns.
Because mm-hmm.
that would be something for him to talk about.
Right.
At his age. Like, he's you know, he's aware. He's 8. You know?
Did you guys talk about it after, like, you and everyone else in the car?
Yeah, we talked all the way home. Malik was like, "Yo, you know, excuse her French. That's fucked up." I was like, "Yeah, it was real fucked up to say something like that." Because then it just makes you wonder if that's what y'all doing tonight. Just looking for somebody to pull over, to arrest them. Or, like, is your quota not in this month? Like, what, you know.
Right.
But she didn't get a ticket, so that was a good thing. And she got the light fixed, so she didn't have to worry about getting pulled over again.
Right. I'm just lucky you weren't a car full of guys.
Yes, I'm lucky it wasn't guys in the back. See, we all would have been on the car.